praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. You can do better than that. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Why don't you just find yourself a prayer partner this morning and just start to pray in the Holy Ghost with them?
Your heart, find my destiny every Everybody doing? Let's all just stand back up for a minute. Praise God. Are you ready to give today? How many of you are truly excited about the ability to give? You know, there's so many people that literally just don't have anything to give. We are blessed that we have something to give. Just being here, giving of your faith, worshiping and praising God is an offering. But you know, if you've got money, if God's blessed you, or you have some money with you this morning, you need to give that too. Give of that. As the Holy Spirit leads you. There are so many principles in the Bible. What you sow is literally what you reap. If you sow sparingly, or you sow holding back, the Bible says, if you sow just as much as you have to, if you make sure that you at least get your 10%, but hold on tight to everything else, you might reap something, but you'll reap sparingly. You'll get blessed in little amounts. It'll come to you just what you barely need to get by. Whatever you're believing God for, you might get it. If you want to really receive from God, and, you know, I don't know all there is to know about this, but I know, I'm 25 years old, and I've experienced enough to know that if you just give without holding back, God gives to you without holding back. God will use people to give to you whatever you need, whenever you need it, without holding back. God has used many of you, just about all of you at one time or another, to bless me at different times. And I want to thank you for being obedient. I also want to let you know that it wasn't you, it was God. And if God didn't use you, He would have found somebody else, because those principles work. And I want you to know that if you give to God without holding back, God will cause men to give into your bosom. You don't want to be that one of those that holds on to everything you have. Release it to God. Move it. Get that stuff out. Get it out in the field and watch it grow. It's a principle and it works. I want you to know, if you do it without holding back, God will be there every time you need it. I realized this as a kid, and I wasn't taught faith, but I gave since I was a kid, without holding back in the offering, because I knew, I just had faith that that would work, and I've never had a need where God didn't come through. I never had to beg people. I never had to ask. God always will use people, and you have to humble yourself, but God has always been faithful. So I want you to know that whoever you are, wherever you are, if you give to God all you have, that doesn't mean that you empty your purse and your wallet, but I mean you don't hold back anything. If God says, I want you to give $10, it's no problem. If God says, empty your pocket out, that's no problem. I have a quick testimony. One time God told me in a meeting, this preacher was going on kind of like I am, about the offering, and I was getting a little upset. You know, I was like, you know, Lord, I like to give. Why do I have to sit through this? I emptied my, he said, I got a little bit offended, and God said, everything you have with you, put it in the offering. So I was like, oh boy. So I emptied my wallet, emptied my pockets, and, you know, the next scripture that the preacher asked us to turn to, I opened my Bible, and Pastor Rod had brought me this Bible. It had been in his house for over a week. He brought it, met me, we went to this meeting. Before we had gone to this meeting, I had lost a paycheck that I really desperately needed. I don't know how I lost it, you know, it was with me in the car, and all of a sudden it's not there anymore. I normally don't lose things. In this offering, this Bible Pastor Rod brought to me, I opened this Bible, and the paycheck was in there. That was a miracle, I promise you it was, because that Bible was nowhere near. So, you know, I may be bugging you, I may be getting on your nerves, you might think we just want your money, but I want you to know, believe whatever you want to believe. I just have to tell you what I know about God. I know that if you give without holding back, whatever he asks, it might be a small amount, it might be a big amount, whatever he asks you to do, that's your ticket and that's your key to breakthrough. You believe me? You don't have to, but if you do, you will be blessed. Okay, I've said more than enough. If you've got your offering ready, if you're giving by cash, would like an envelope, I've got some. Anyone else? Praise God. You know, if none of that were true, I would still give. Because God is so good, you just can't help but bless God. You know what I mean? If none of that were true, I would still do it. But thank God for the word. Thank God for his promise. When you get in line, the blessings start to come. Amen? It's important that we realize the blessing so we give in faith. But it's also important that we realize that offerings are worship and praise to God. And when we do it, you should do it in an attitude of thanksgiving and cheerfully. Amen? So when you have your seed ready, I want you to raise it up as high as you can. Why do we raise it up? It makes the devil mad. We know that. But raising your hands is praise. And we're lifting this up to God. You're not giving this to a man. You're not giving this to a church. This is God's church, and God will use it however he wants to. You're giving it to God. And when you put that in the plate, you release it. Whatever happens to it, it's off your hands. You're giving it to God. And that's important that you know that. So I just want you to lift it up high to God. And I want you to bless God with your offering and with your giving. Lord, we thank you this morning. And we honor you with our finances. We love you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you've been so faithful in my life. Lord, I pray that the revelation of sowing and reaping and giving and receiving would begin to dwell in the hearts of everyone here in a greater way, Father. Increase that revelation, Father, that they would have no fear about money, Lord. Help them, Father, to release to you all that they have, that you might be able to release to them all the good things that they've prayed for and are sitting up in heaven waiting to come down to them, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, that you begin to open their hearts, Father, and that blessings would begin to manifest in their life. Whatever they need, Father, those with a sincere heart for you, Lord, I pray that those things be manifest, Father, even this week, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray blessing on this seed, that it would do everything that you called it to do, Father. Lord, I pray that it would be enough to do what you've called, Father, and what you require of this morning. Lord, I pray that we meet that requirement, Father. We bless you, God, and we honor you. And I thank you, Lord, for this gift. And I pray that the church be blessed. Everyone in here would be blessed by your power in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may bring your offerings.
young people can go on out to children's church. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Why don't you find three people and hug them this morning and tell them that you love them? Hallelujah. Is every light on as bright as we can get them? And somebody say, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, your worship experience in your Christian life is absolutely essential. Also, your worship experience is absolutely your responsibility. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Sorry worship life will produce a sorry prayer life. Sorry prayer life will produce a sorry Christian walk. Amen.
Amen.
And we can turn opportunities around. Somebody say, amen. And, you know, we can just look at all these opportunities that God gives us to enhance our Christian walk, and we can blow those things off and wonder why everything affects everything else. Everybody, you ever, ecology, anybody ever studied ecology or the ecosystem or something like that? The guy that designed that word, he was looking at a spider web, and he noticed that if he touched one little piece of the spider web, the whole web just started to shake. If he just touched one little string on that spider web, everything started to shake. Well, that's the same thing with our Christian walk. If you affect one part of the essentials of your faith, such as prayer life, Bible devotion, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Worship, amen. Amen. Even in the arena of giving, it affects the entire web. So word to wisdom is, I don't know how I can do it for you. You know, I could teach about 10 minutes, but I've been around for a long time. You know, I'm only 36 years old, but I've been in this thing for about 20 some years. Amen. And you don't ever want to lose your worship. And a lot of times when you allow other people to worship for you is where it goes out the door. Amen. You don't want a rock crying out in your place. You don't want me to praise God for you.
Amen.
You know, I can do what I can do up on the keyboard, amen, but I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what God did for you. Only you can do that. You can't take a tape to a CD to Jesus or somebody else singing and say, well, I just want to thank you for what you did. Here's Pastor Rod singing and worshiping God. They did a real good job. Take it, Jesus. That's something. Somebody say, it's something.
Something.
You owe the Lord.
It's
not something you feel like doing when you feel like doing it. That's something that God demands. Somebody say, I'm pastoring this morning. It's not even my teaching this morning, but I just want to tell you. You know, when you are part of the Christian faith, there are certain things you just do. Amen. Understand it later. You just do it, and then you get blessed by it, and then you'll want to do it. Amen. There are certain things until it starts rolling. You don't want to do it until you see, well, wow, I'm really glad I did that. But just begin to worship God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your body. And I tell you what, there are some things out there right now affecting true worship. I'm really concerned about the worship and praise and music. You know, because we've allowed the devil to steal it from the church. It's become a big market and all this other stuff. Ain't nobody worshiping. They're just buying CDs and buying tapes and pushing them. But God demands that people praise Him and worship Him, and they get a touch from heaven. Amen?
Amen?
Worship has nothing to do with a song service. Worship has to do with an offering of what you decide to bring to God. Amen? So for 2 seconds, why don't you stand up right where you are and just say thank you if you have to. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God, because I would hate to have you go home and not be able to worship God. That'd be, you know, that's a sad thing. How are you going to get your need met? How you expect to get blessed? Amen. This is an ingredient that you need to have in your life. You know, this is something, you must worship God if you expect the anointing of God to flow in your life. You expect to hear from heaven that week. You got to put aside all those things. And I tell you what, it's something you're just going to have to do because it's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So just worship God until He touches your heart. He's too good. Amen. He's too wonderful. Amen. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. He said, I will. That means He had to make Himself. I will enter His courts with praise. Hallelujah. We'll get there. You may be seated. Hey, praise God. You know, the kids already went to kids' room, but you don't have to go if you don't want to. Amen. I look better than Sister Kathy today anyhow. Amen. So we're going to say praise God. Look, Melody said he don't look that good. They both laugh. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all are glad to be here this morning? We got a lot to accomplish, and we can do it. Everybody say life. Now, we've been talking about life, and I sit up here and get this message on life. And I thought, well, we just went through. Now, this is life series. Now, this is the life series. Well, this is different than that. But I want to talk just a little bit about life, just a little bit to help somebody. My motivation is to allow people to see that there is more to life than eating, sleeping, and breathing. Look at somebody and say, there's more to life than eating, sleeping, and breathing. You know, when you really think about it, it goes on. I heard a little story there that says that everything in life is costing us. You know, if you want to buy water, I noticed that water today, you got to pay for it. Isn't that sad? Good water, you're going to have to pay for the water now. Amen. And the only thing free, that necessity that we have today in our country that's free, is what? Air. You know, because you can't really afford to sleep sometimes because you got to go out and work. You can't afford to sleep sometimes because you got to get out and work. So sometimes sleep even costs us. So sleep isn't free. You know, the only thing we got literally free today is air, and most of it's polluted. So what does that go to say? When the devil's in control, he will try to steal even a little miserable piece of life that we do have. Amen. And believers shouldn't have miserable life. Somebody say, praise God. Turn to James chapter 4, verse 14. You know what? We always try to encourage people that don't have life and get them going. You can turn off this projector. It's a pretty blue. Did he book out Brother Jesse? Hold on, let me go back here and figure out what's going on. Yeah, just get this light. You can cut that projector off. Isn't that better? Every once in a while we want to talk to people as believers and they have problems going on in their life and say, oh, it's not that bad. Get over it. You can handle it, but I tell you what, there are certain people that we need to look at and say, you know what, if I were in your shoes, I'd be miserable too. Because really, reality is this, there's two kinds of life. And this one kind of life right here in James chapter 4, verse 14, the Bible says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? Everybody say, what is your life?
What is your life?
It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. Look at me. What is your life? Somebody say that. What is your life? Why do you think people are crazy and going nuts and trying to cover so much? Because you know what? Life is, the life that we have here on earth that most of these people have, I tell you what, it is real short and you can't do everything you want to do in it and it does not satisfy. You know what? So you might as well act crazy and get weird and do all the nutty things that people do. So say, what is life? It is only but a vapor that passes away. And if you don't have Jesus, man, that's miserable, isn't it?
Amen.
So say, life.
And that's what most people are living. They're living that life. I tell you what, life on earth is measured in nothing but a little bit of breathing, sleeping, breathing, and eating, and time. But not for the believer. God wants to escape that kind of thing, that little sorry life that most people, that's all they have, and get over to the Zoe life of God that allows us to live beyond certain things. Somebody want to live beyond what everybody else is living? Hey, how many want to live beyond all that stuff? When you really look about it, you all going to kick it one day. I mean, if you get 90 years, if you get 90 years, you're looking good. You just get a shiny wheelchair or something. But everybody's going to die, and whether you realize it or not, we're all just getting old. It's quiet in here. It's quiet in here. How much more can you do? Everybody's saving up, fighting up, so that I can retire well.
You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You get hit by a bus if you get there. Amen. So say life. You know what's funny? Most of those people that worked all those 40, 50 years, I get to see them every day. Some of them in Starbucks. And I'm thinking, you work real hard to get there, and I'm drinking the same cup of coffee you're drinking. Amen? So say, what is life? Earthly life, people that don't have the life of Christ on the inside, it's nothing but a vapor. So we try to fill up as much of that stuff as our time as we actually can. The medical world is looking for somewhere to refer people. But they think our religion is the business of the church. They think that the church or nation's church, most people think that my business is nothing but religion. Actually, my business is life.
Amen.
The business of the church is to give people some kind of quality life. She says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Somebody say, thank God for that. I'm going to tell you what, this should be the hottest place around town if people really find out. Everybody's going to the health club to get a life. You notice that? They run to the health club to get a life. They run to the bar to get a life. And no one's ever satisfied there. I never found a person sitting up here and saying, boy, I'm completely satisfied. There are bands out there, but they ain't that good. Some say Jesus is life. And the job of true ministry is to let people find life. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Turn to John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way. Somebody say, the way, the truth, and the life. Most people that are trying to be deep, everybody's trying to be cool, get out there, they're looking for one of those three things. People that get off into weird religions, they're off in that weird religion because they think this is really the way. You know what I'm saying? We see things a little bit brighter than everybody else. We've got the way. Somebody say, the way. You ever seen those crystal people? Somebody say, this is the way to get peace. He says, I am the truth. There are certain people that think they got some deep truth so that it gives their life significance. Trees. We're all one with the trees and all this weird stuff. Some say truth. And the life. I tell you what, the only life is God the Father. He was from the beginning and He breathed life into all things. Amen? And the only way to that life is through Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. Some say Jesus wants you to know. And God's trying to figure out to you that there's a better life out there. There's a better life out there, and there's a better way to get life. And He tried to teach them right down out in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know. Some said that He wants to make you know. Lord, have mercy. That man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. So he said, men live I tell you what, that goes beyond breathing, eating, and sleeping. I'm talking about getting that really kind of quality life. Man begins to live when they start to hear the Word of God. Who say, praise the Lord. Most people are walking around dead. They're zombies. They don't have any kind of quality. They're trying to live, trying to find satisfaction, and trying to find peace. But you know what? That's impossible until they get the Word of God on the inside of their heart. Some said, you just keep hearing the Word. Sooner or later, it's going to click, and you're going to get some kind of life. What we figured out, what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer in most cases? What significance can we, what different things can we see? The non-believer, I tell you what, the believer lives by what's on the inside of them. All their needs are met within them. It's already taken care of, everything's supplied on the inside. The non-believer and those that are in the world, those that are just living to punch the time clock, some say time livers, timekeeper people think that time is all about life. They're living by the outside. Their life is based everything that goes on around them. They have to receive life from the things that are about them and around them. Effects of things around them. But God doesn't want it to be like that. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the God. Listen, thou art the way, the truth, and the life. Without the way, there is no going anywhere. Okay? Without the truth, there is no knowing nothing. Without the life, there is no living. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Point one, the character of a man's thought has much to do with the success or failure in his spiritual life. He is influenced by the way he thinks. You say, wow. Everybody touch this head. So say, this has a lot to do with how I'm going to live. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. This is faith. This is the foundation to all faith. This is what you've got to develop all of your faith on right here. Not on what you get, not on what you need, amen, but all faith should be premised right here. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thine heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might. I'm telling you what, it takes some faith to do that. Because we think, I'm going to give Jesus a little bit, keep a little bit for myself, you know? How many of you think that way? You know, I got this life, you know, I'm going to give Jesus my Sunday, but maybe Friday night belonged to me. Now, wait a minute, I'm going to get real spiritual and give that to Jesus too. I'll come to church on Friday night. Well, I got Saturday, Jesus got this, and Jesus got that. And so many people are afraid to give God everything about them. Say, people that are living from the outside can't afford to do that. Because all they think they have is that life or that time span. Let's say they live to be 100. The Queen Mother lived to be 100 years old. Wow. Anybody going out and do her? I mean, she had a pretty good life for 100 years, didn't she? Right? So most people, let me tell you what, the way people live, the reason why people in the world live the way they do is because all they're thinking about is that small, that little short span of time they get. That little short span of time they get. But the believer doesn't live like that. We can give that away because we don't realize that as all that there is to life. We have faith to believe that after this is all over, something new begins. Amen. Who say praise the Lord? And it takes faith to develop that kind of lifestyle. You know what? When you think this is all it is, after, you know, it's just a chance. You know, most people's faith, even Christian people's faith, is just a security ticket that, you know, if I close this thing out, then I'm covered one way or the other. Their salvation is nothing but security of getting into heaven later on. But those that are really strong in God, amen, we believe it so much, we say, hey, this ain't all, there's more after this. So this is not the main course. Many people are living on the appetizer. The days that we spend here on earth with Jesus Christ is nothing but an appetizer for the main course meal. So we can afford most appetizers. You ever seen go out to eat with people and they order appetizer? Most people, if you got a little bit of class, you're not going to put the appetizer just down in front of yourself, are you? You order some, you know, you're going to share it with people. You get a little buffalo wings here, you get a little potato sticks over there, you know. And with when you're dealing with appetizers, appetizers are meant to share because it really doesn't mean that much. It's not meant to satisfy you. It's only meant to whet your taste buds and get you going, so you usually share it. But most people think this is all there is. This is all that's coming. We better enjoy this. Get off my nugget. This is my nugget. And they don't know there's another steak to come. They don't know that's all that they don't. That's all the faith they have is what they see right then and there. Some say life. Some say this is just the appetizer. There's a main course meal coming, and we start to live like that. We can start to spend. Let me tell you what. Life on earth is nothing but time. And time is money. So those things that's why the worldly people, that's all they think about is their time, what I'm going to do with my time, and what I'm going to do with my money. Because this is all there is to give. I tell you what, I have an endless supply of time, Jesus said, because I live in Him. I'll live forever. Amen. So what's these little 70 years? You can have them. You want me tomorrow? You got me. Amen? Because I'm going to live forever. Amen? This is nothing. Someone say, the life on earth, the Bible says in the book of James, listen, our life here on earth, the life of man on earth is nothing but a vapor of smoke. Someone say, poof. So why are you trying to make it out to be more than it really is? But the life that we have in Christ, someone say, it's no longer I that lives. That little vapor of smoke is already gone. But the life that we're living right now, we're living in Christ Jesus, and that life's going to go on and on and on forever. Amen. Someone say, faith. In life. So if you can live that way, let me tell you what. So what do we spend the rest of our time? Listen, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. Put it all into Jesus. So we say heart. Your heart is your most interior organ. That is the real you. Okay, your soul is your mortal part. So say your mortal part. Everything, all the things that you think, amen. And somebody say your might. God wants you to love Him from the inside. He wants you to love Him with your intellect and the way you love Him. So say might. God just doesn't want you to love Him in a slack way. You can't have the life of God loving Him in a slack way. He said, and do it good. So say do it well. That word might means diligently, loud, or louder. Amen. It means exceedingly. It means well. It means vehemently. It means do it with everything you got. So this little vapor, somebody say this little vapor that we have, why don't we spend it loving God? And do it with everything you got, and you'll start to have life start to happen around you. Evidence of someone that has a life of God is what they do with their time. How can you find out somebody really has got the life of God, whether they really believe in God or not, whether they really trust God, is what they do with their time. Where do they spend their time, money? When we have an overabundance of something, what do you usually do? Anybody out there looking at their neighbors, standing in front of their lawn, going to make sure he don't take none of these grass sprouts out? Anybody guarding their grass? Looking out for their grass, make sure nobody gets any of the little grass things. Or when fall comes, the leaves fall off the trees, and you're washing around your yard, making sure nobody gets your leaves. Huh? You don't make sure nobody wants to pull any leaves out of your yard. Why don't those leaves mean anything to us? Because they're all over the place. Right? Why doesn't that grass mean anything to us? Because it's going to come up again. We have an abundance of it. Rain. Anybody out there when it starts raining, we're not all going outside, you know, in the parking lot when it starts raining. Watch out, that's mine. That's mine. Anybody trying to grab for raindrops. Why? It's things that we have a lot of. You know what? It doesn't matter that much. We handle it differently. People that really have the life of God on the inside, if we really believe we have abundant life, why are we so worried about our minutes and our time and all this other stuff? I'm finding something out about myself. You might not be able to catch this thing, but I'm catching this right. I'm catching this real quick. The life that I have in Jesus is precious, and I guard it. But the life I have down here, you know what? I'm going to give this thing away. Because you might have a shortage of time and all this other stuff. Not me. And you know what? I don't have to rush for anything other than to help somebody else out. Because you know what? The only people that are in a rush are the people that are running out of time. You know, if I'm going to rush to meet your need, I'm going to rush your need because your time might be limited. Amen. I'm going to be here for a long time. Somebody say praise the Lord. Time is money. What we have in abundance of, we should give away. That is why we can love others by giving them our what? Our life. Now that's real scary, isn't it? You know, some theology today, it's all about look out for you, A number one. You know, me. What about, everybody say, what about me? There's nowhere in the Bible. That's nowhere in the Bible. That's a lack of faith. If all you got, some, if your life is nothing but a vapor of smoke, you better look out for that little bit of smoke you got. Amen. But I got a fire burning on the inside of me. Somebody say amen. Amen. I got a fire burning on the inside of me. It's an eternal fire. It'll never grow. It'll never go out. And I believe that little vapor of smoke they say their life is, it means that a long time ago, the devil blew that life out way back in the Garden of Eden, and there's nothing but a puff of smoke left. Some say it's out and it's almost completely gone. But the believer needs to develop faith in Jesus Christ and develop faith in God and start to live right now the way that God wants us to live. Out of fear, thinking this is all we get. And this is all that it is. So say there's more. What we have an abundance of, we don't have a problem giving it away. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You know, we think this is, you know, when I ain't got no time to be thinking about you. I only got 56 years left. That's scary. Nation Church, y'all wasted 5 years of my life. I'm getting old. I ain't got no time for this. Yes, I do. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you, you might not be here, but let me tell you what I got. I got nothing better to do but spend my time on you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, what about me? I ain't got nothing less. That's why we minister. That's why we love. That's why we serve. And somebody say, you can go under like that. No, you just be blessed living like that. Because God will take care of every one of your needs according to his riches and glory. You got faith. Watch him do it. You can't beat God. Some say life. Are you understanding the difference between the two, the way people start to live? Say, I know why you're rushing. Because that's all the little bit of life you got. Hurry up. I'm going to help you. Amen. Let me help you get on. You know, saying you got to get as much out of this as you can. All you're getting is that appetizer. Let me give you some salt for it. Amen. Have that extra one. Amen. There might not be a steak coming if you don't have Jesus. Let me say thank you, Jesus. When you go out to a nice restaurant, you know, if some people go to a nice restaurant, they don't know. You go to Perry's, you understand, that bread don't mean nothing when they put it on the table. Because you know that they got a pork chop coming, amen? You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be turning that bread up on the table. You know, you eat that bread. You know what I'm saying? But if they brought that bread here to the church and there wasn't nothing else coming, amen, we'd be cherishing that bread. Amen? Look at somebody and say, there's a pork chop coming. Stop fighting over the appetizer. You know what I'm saying? You figure out that this. Somebody say, glory to God. What you afraid for? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You can't. Somebody say there's more. There's more. I mean, and somebody said, well, and you just don't gotta wait to go to heaven to see it start to manifest. They said, oh, he gonna get you. We're gonna be 92 years old and find out he was lying. You know what I'm saying? You know, Trey said, I listen to him. I was 18 years old, looked like all that. He tell me live for all he be. You messed up my life. You know what? God is a blessing to us that he even starts to allow us to see his miracles even in the vapor of smoke. Amen. Every once in a while you get a diamond in the smoke. Amen. Every once in a while you get some new tires in the smoke or something nice. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I got more. Hallelujah. You know, if you had a bag of candy, you know, you got a big bag of candy. We were kids, and, you know, they're little bags. You know, money was hard to come by. You know, you say you could have one. You better not take more than one if it was a bag of M&Ms. You know, I said one. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's how you can really see faith. That's how you can really see faith in people. By what they're looking at. Maybe that's all there is. That's why Jesus told the disciples, listen, somebody asks you to go 1 mile, go two. Okay. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Hold on, I ain't got too many steps left. Don't be using my... You know, that's how we think. That's how people live. Don't mess with my time. It's summertime. You can have whatever God requires of me, I'll give it. And it ain't hard. Praise the Lord, it's not hard. Whoop-de-doo. We should live our life on earth for others. That's the Bible. And anything other than that is a lack of faith. It's Christian psychology, and it's wrong. Amen. It'll make you feel good in this smoke. Amen. Amen. But when everybody else is eating pork chops, amen, you'll be stuck with breadcrumbs. Somebody said, you can tell that's people that ain't never been nowhere. We should all do that. Just go someplace and fight over the bread in a nice restaurant and watch all those people look at us. That's enough. You've had your peace. All right, here we go. Are y'all getting anything from this? Some say the life of the world is based on time. And all money is just a measure of time. Unless you stole it. But if you stole somebody else's money, you stole somebody else's time. You work, and the time that you spent at work, hopefully, the money that you got was to pay for that time. Amen? So we say, praise the Lord. Why don't y'all enjoying yourself this morning? I am. This is the best little hour and a half that we get. Amen? Some say, you got time. Isn't this good? Is this helping anybody? I mean, God, I'm so glad God ministered this thing to me because I was thinking, man, I'm getting old. You know what made me think I was getting old? I looked in the mirror one time, my gut was getting out there. You know, I looked at the gray hairs in my head and said, man, this stuff is about to close out. I was getting real concerned. Then I realized, man, I got a lot of time. John chapter 3, verse 14. Worldly people, I want you to be delivered from the fear of all this. Your life is not a vapor of smoke. Amen. Listen, that's the life of people. That's all they got. Your life is Jesus Christ. He's not just a vapor of smoke. He'll always be there. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if you've got him, you've got life. Is he a vapor of smoke? Notice that he said, your life is a vapor of smoke, but the life of Christ, boy. So say, thank you, Jesus. Anybody ask you what you're doing with your life? Just blowing smoke. Glory to God. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. Amen. We know that we have passed from life, from death. Listen, we know that we have passed from death. What's death? Death of this is all we got. Somebody said that little vapor of smoke. Somebody blew out your candle. Devil blew out your candle way back in the Garden of Eden. There's nothing left but a little puff of smoke there. Amen? No fire. Amen? We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And he that loveth not the brethren abideth in death. They'll say, ooh. Whoso hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know not that no murder have eternal life burn abiding on the inside of him. They'll say, wow. Some say, you don't have the life of you if you hate people, if you hate your brother. Whereby perceive ye the love of God, because he laid down. How can you perceive the love of God? And the love of God is the life of God. Listen, how can you perceive the love of God? Because he laid down his what? Life. He laid down his life. Some say that vapor smoke. When he came down here for 3 years, he think, listen, y'all don't know this. I know this. I only got 33 years down here. He said, you know, I ain't going to be going preaching no side of the God, praying for you in the Garden of Gethsemane. I got 33 years. I want to go see Rome. You know, I ain't got no time for this. Preaching, you know, walking on water with you people. I got 33 years. I got to do something with my time. Man, I got 4 years on Jesus, what Jesus had on the earth. Think about that. His life was already ended 4 years ago. He lived 33 years on the earth, and every one of those years, somebody say amen. He said, don't you know I'd be about my father's business? You want to find me? They were looking for Jesus. He wasn't on no playground. 12-year-old little boy, he was in the father's house, about his father's business. Somebody say, spending the time. Because we love the brethren. Amen. Whereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to do, what does the Bible say? We ought to what? Lay, someone say, lay down. See, we always want people to hold their life up. Hold on now. We want to hold up, I'm somebody. Now, I'll come and pray for you, but wait a minute. I got a life going on here. This is not all I got going on. I got more going on than church. I got more things to do with my time. I ain't got time to waste on you. I got to get my hand done and get my stuff taken care of. Since I got to get my, I'm not talking about you, sister. I was talking about me. Amen? Amen? No, I wasn't. Somebody say, I got my stuff. What about me? I got my career. Some say, you know, the love of God abides on us if we lay down. Some say, when we get to the point where we're not afraid to lay down our life for each other. Some say, thank you, Jesus.
What scripture and verse was that?
I just made it up. No, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John. So say 1 John chapter 3. I believe it's around about 16. But whosoever hath this world's goods and see his brother in need, well, that goes on and on. Somebody say amen. Somebody say lay it on down. Say lay it down. It'll take a while to get there. I really believe this. Somebody said, then give me your ring. You better ask God to tell me, amen. Somebody said, lay it down. How many of y'all believe we can live well if we want to? Amen. I can't catch up with what Jesus gives. You can live a life of self-sacrifice any day, amen, and see what God can do. The life of the true believers live for others because we believe there's more than what it is. We believe there's more out there. Amen? Christians don't fight over the appetizer. Amen? We live like there's a main course coming. Amen? Evil people are only living from the perspective of what they can see and what they can get in that short span of time. They are self-centered. They are right in the middle. Listen, Christian people, believing people are living from the inside out. Non-believers are living from the outside. So on the outside, they think this little short span of time is all I got. And they are the center of the whole world to them. There's nothing more important because they got about 80 years to take advantage of this big mess. So we fight over property. Amen. Clothes. Silly things. Amen. And you fighting over land, everybody trying to fight over land, ain't going to do nothing but die in it anyhow. Because all they think about, all they think about is what they can see and perceive. And their whole life is based on that. They are right in the middle of all the mess, and they mess up everything. What we have in life is due to what we bring forth out of our heart.
Amen.
So say, thank you, Jesus. I'm closing on that. So say, life.
Life.
Say, life. Say it one more time.
Life.
Life. Listen, life is more than just food and drink and all the things out. Let me tell you, I want you to take control of your life and start to live life from the inside. Don't be like the unbeliever to live a life on the outside. Don't look at anything out there and think, that's going to make my life better. If I can only get that raise, I'll be better off. Some say, every good thing for you is going to come from the inside. Bible says that every good, somebody say, every good and perfect gift. That means all the good gifts and all the perfect gifts only come from God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the good that God has for you in life is going to come from the inside. It's not going to come from the outside. You're going to have to bring it forth on the inside. And I'm going to teach you how to get good things in life. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to start to get good stuff?
Amen.
I'm talking about in the smoke too. You know, in this little vapor time. First of all, don't consider, if you got the mentality that's all you got, hang it up. But you got more life coming to you than you can possibly imagine. First of all, don't ever be selfish with your life.
Amen.
First of all, realize you don't have one anymore.
Amen.
People say, oh, have a life. You are absolutely right. Thank God. You killed it along. You're supposed to be dead in Christ. So what you doing with one anyhow?
Amen.
Where'd that one come from? You didn't crucify with Christ, and all of a sudden you complained about this life you crucified. So say, the day you got saved, say, the day you got saved, you lost that life. Thank God. It was a losing one anyhow. That's why you gave it away.
Amen.
But now you have the life of Christ.
Amen.
Now you got the life of Christ on the inside of you, and it's a better life.
Amen.
And now you got to learn how to pull good things out of the life of Christ on the inside of you, and it works.
Amen.
Can I just have 10 minutes? And maybe you can learn. Maybe you can learn to pull the good things out of the life of Christ. You're not expecting to get things from the outside. You're expecting to get things from the inside and have the outside start to manifest the stuff that you're pulling from the life of Christ. Say, I'm getting good things from the life of Christ. Do this. What we have in life is due to what we bring forth out of our heart.
Amen.
You say, my life is just messed up. You brought it forth. See, we think that stuff just comes on us. The Bible teaches us that what we have in life is due to what we bring forth out of our heart. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Go there real quick. Because you got good things in your heart now because you got Jesus in your heart. That's what people need to realize. So say, I got some good stuff in my heart. I hope. Amen. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Y'all should be glad there's so many people out today, but you get to hear this word. How many glad to hear this word? Anybody excited about it? I am. Because I believe in it. Let's act like I'm just giving away stuff this morning. Because I am. If you apply this word to your heart this week, I promise you something will come your way. I promise you, I swear by the word of God because it already said it. If you apply what I tell you in the next 5 to 10 minutes, glory to God, something good will happen to you this week.
Amen.
And you can do it again. How many of you want something good to happen?
Amen.
So say, this is faith. This is a supernatural life that God designed for us to have. You have to have this kind of life if you're going to live that other stuff.
Amen.
Well, how do I get to live if my life's not worth anything? Listen, you... throw your stuff away. Give your time. Give your love. Give all that stuff away to other people. But you know why? And then start to draw God's stuff.
Amen.
Now, since your life is gone and all this other stuff, now I want to teach you how to live off the life of God. Live off the resources of God. Live off the ability of God, the power of God. What? Let God meet your need by His riches in glory. Let God's work stuff out. Let God give you a raise. Let God give you a company.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, He can do it.
He can do it.
He can hook up that little vapor. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God can bless you right now.
Amen.
But there's certain things, you know, that we got to do to allow that stuff to start to happen.
Amen.
And boy, do we need to be blessed. Anybody need to be blessed? Anybody need to be blessed?
Amen.
I'd love to see some more money in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I'd love to see it happen. I'd love to see God do it His way. God wants to bless each and every one of you. And He does it like this. O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? So say talk. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So say, a good man. Somebody say, thank God for that. Say, a good man. A good man. Say it one more time. Out of the good treasures of the heart bringeth forth good things.
Amen.
Who brings forth good things?
A good man.
What?
A good man.
Who brings forth good things?
A good man.
Who brings forth bad things? An evil man. Well, the devil brought this on. No, an evil man brought it forth. What could be a devil? But you know what? Out of your heart, you bring forth everything. Somebody say, the good that I need. Say, the good that I need right now. It's good to have your needs met. It's good to have, you know, a place to live. It's good to have a job. It's good to be out of debt. But if you want some good, guess who's going to have to bring it forth? God's already put it in, but you're going to have to bring it forth.
Amen.
You're expecting God to bring forth stuff. He's already did it. It's already on the inside of you, but now you got to learn how to bring forth the good that God's put in your heart.
Amen.
You need a breakthrough right away.
Yes.
The devil's been telling somebody they're not going to be a success. Start to worry about the days you have left. What if, I don't have a career. I don't have this going on. God's trying to let me tell you, He wants me to tell you right now, there's something good on the inside of you, and you need to believe that you have the ability to bring it forth.
Amen.
Well, somebody said, well, I'm not good. Oh, yes, you are. You're whiter than snow. You got Jesus on the inside of you. Every one of your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
It's no longer you that lives anymore. It's Christ that lives on the inside of you.
Amen.
Say, thank God.
Thank God.
I'm a good man because of Jesus. A good man bringing a good man out of good, out of the, some say good treasure. Say it one more time, treasure. See, your heart is a treasure. See, an evil man's heart is also a treasure. And that word treasure means a deposit place. Some say your heart is nothing but a deposit place. See, a lot of people want to withdraw out of their heart, but there's nothing in it.
Amen.
Say, it's a deposit place. Things are created in the heavens, but they're deposited in your heart. So you got to get it out of the heavenlies and deposit it in your heart so you can withdraw it and bring it out. So say, good things are withdrawn from a heart where God's deposited things. Man shall not live by word alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So when you're hearing the word of God preached to you and taught to you, what's happening on the inside of your heart as you're sitting under it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right?
Amen.
Deposits are being made on the inside of your heart. When you're out there in the world listening to all that negative doubt, unbelief, and all that mess, what's happening? You know what? Evil deposits are made on the inside of your heart. And then you start to say it. You need to hear it so much. This is the premise to all faith and confession. Hear it so much that you start to say it. And if you're not saying it, you haven't heard it enough.
Right.
Amen.
So say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What are you saying? That's what's on the inside of your heart.
Amen.
If you don't like what you're saying, you need to hear something else.
Or
hear it more.
If
you think, well, nothing good happens to me, you need to hear, God is good. 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 I'm going to make it. I'm going to overcome. I'm going to overcome. I'm going to overcome. Keep hearing that. So say, thank you, Jesus. Hear it until you can speak it. And when you start to speak it, speaking the word of God that's planted on the inside of your heart is withdrawing from a deposit place. And a lot of you can't speak anything because you don't have anything on the inside of you. That's why church attendance, so say thank you, Jesus, is important. Why is it important? So you can get deposits. So you can get as much deposit into you as you want to. Sunday's payday. Wednesday night, you get paid again. Some say, I get paid 3 and 4 times a week. Glory to God. And when you get so many deposits on the inside of your heart, that time will come up, you got to pay a bill. Oh, Lord, you mean I got to do this? How am I going to do this? Well, those people that hadn't deposited anything but, you know, bills, you ain't nothing. They go speaking, and that's what they try to pay it with. But when you set up under the word of God, somebody say, amen. You can say, he's the God that heals me. He's the God that delivers me. Somebody say, you got it. A good man out of the treasure. That means a good man has a treasure of the word of God in his heart.
Amen.
Not just, well, I heard Billy Graham say it 15 years ago. My mama used to say, he never early, he never late. He's always right on time. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say,
your heart
is a depository. Some of you ain't got nothing in your heart but Bill Cosby. You ain't got nothing in your heart but, you know, Survivor. Some of you ain't got nothing in your heart but what you hear on the radio. Some of you ain't got nothing in your heart but what you hear from your nagging, complaining spouses. What you hear is what you got planted on the inside of you, and what you hear is what you'll produce. You let somebody keep telling you you're nothing. You know what's going to produce? Absolutely nothing.
That's right.
Why? Because that's what's deposited. Somebody say, thank you. That's
the
truth.
Not true.
You can block it out. Somebody say, speak to me. Treasure. Are we learning anything?
Amen.
So are we learning anything?
Yes,
this is how the Christian lives. The believer lives in the realm of the supernatural by bringing treasure out of his heart.
That's right.
Say, I believe there's something. What I hear, I'm going to bring it out.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. Some of you seen some of that stuff manifest. I'm done. We've already taken the offer. You can go if you want to, but I'm just enjoying it. Some of you seen things. You've seen things start to produce in your life just because you heard it.
Amen.
And you heard enough, you started to say it, and as soon as you got in agreement with it, glory to God, it started to happen to you.
Amen.
We had somebody come in here yesterday and say there's somebody supposed to give us 160-some acres of land.
Hallelujah.
Serious. Why is it showing up? Because I heard it before I even got here.
Right.
Amen.
So say, it's already deposited.
Sorry.
What do you have deposited on the inside of your heart? If you don't got anything deposited inside of your heart, get out there with somebody that's got the word. Somebody that's talking the word. Get around a word person and you'll get deposits.
Right.
Get any CD you can find. Get the best ones. And listen to it, and listen to it, and listen to it, and listen to it, so you don't have anything inside your heart. You can tell what's inside your heart by what's coming out of your mouth. If you don't have this coming outside of your mouth, oh, I'm overcoming. I'm the blessed of God. Money's coming to me from the north, south, east, and west. God's looking for a way to bless me. I don't know how it's happening. It's coming on the inside of me. I heard God say that I got something happening to me. There's a house coming, glory to God. My rent's paid. I got a security deposit. I can do it. My car is there. It's a bad car, hallelujah. I'm talking about bad. It looks good. When you get it on the, Chris and Chad got it on the inside of their heart. They heard that God wanted to give them a car. They didn't deserve no ride. You think I want to give them a car? No, but they couldn't stop it because they heard the word. And they kept the word on the inside of their heart, and they got a nice ride now, I think, don't they? Did they crash it yet? No, they still got it. Somebody say, they got two of them? They got two of them. Why? Because they heard the word of God and they kept it on the inside of their heart and they kept saying it until it manifested.
Amen.
Some say faith and confession works. Amen. Sometimes wish some people would just... I'm sure many times Jesse wished that Rita would just shut up about stuff because she keeps saying, God's going to do this, God's going to do that. Then he starts to do it. Some of you got jewelry around your neck right now because God said he wants to array you in splendor and glory. You can't stop it from coming. You don't have to get a raise to get it. You just got to hear it and believe it's God and start to say the same thing that he's saying.
Amen.
So say, deposit something on the inside of my heart. Glory to God. Stand up, brother. We're finished. Church is over. Just stand up right where you are. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, just you can stay standing. I'm just going to deposit some stuff. Is that all right? I just feel God telling me to deposit some stuff in your heart. You're an overcomer. You're the redeemed of God. There's blessing on the inside of you. You're going to do better than any generation before you in your generation line. Because you trust God and love God and you're obedient to God. You'll be a sower. There, glory. You'll be a supernatural sower and resource will come to you from the north, south, east, and the west. Know that there's even a job opening up. Glory to God. A supernatural job opening up and you're going to go from one level to the next level to the next level to the next level because God loves you and he'll open doors that no man can close because the favor of God is on you. God loves you and he wants to bless you and everything's going to be all right. And you'll never fall in areas that those that before you have fallen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You got to hold it on the inside of your heart and say the same thing. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Remember what God told you. You have to say the same thing. You have to say the same thing. Say, I'll be blessed. Before all those that are around me, because God loves me. Doesn't matter what others think. It matters what God says. And God says, he loves me, he's going to take care of me, and I'm an overcomer. And watch it happen.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah. You got to learn to say, it doesn't matter what you think, it matters what God says.
Amen.
Everybody say that out real loud. Doesn't matter. What anybody thinks matters what God says. But it does matter what you think about what God says.
Amen.
Stand up, woman. Yeah, you can stay seated if you want to. Glory to God. Say, I don't have to jump through no hoops to get the house, the property, the home that God wants me to have. He wants me to have it. So I receive it right now. And it doesn't have to go through my little thinking capacity. God's moved wonders before. He's worked wonders before. He can do it again. And I'm going to let him. It's going to happen before my eyes and every one of my enemies. And I'm going to shout after he does it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, faith. And confession. Hallelujah. Stand up, Olga and Irene. Glory to God. I'm finished. I'm just teaching us how to, somebody say, pull forth good things. Say, right now, in the name of Jesus, I put a deposit of the word of God on the inside of my heart. I'm healed. I'm restored. I'm blessed. My car is fixed. And paid for and sold out and I got a better one. Thank you, Jesus. I got a better one. Glory to God. You got the God, the job that God wants you to have. Glory to God. He wants to do total restoration. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Start living from the inside. Start living from the inside. Look at what he's already doing. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, even my youth is restored. Some of y'all need to claim that. Amen. Say, even my youth is restored. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all enjoying this tonight? Hallelujah. Somebody just stand up and start to bless God before we let you go. It's only, my Lord, it's 12:30. 12:30. I wanted to get y'all out of here by 12 o'clock, but you got to start saying these things. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bring it forth. Bring forth good grades in school. Hallelujah. Bring forth college scholarships. Hallelujah. Bring it forth. Bring forth quality friends that will only make good deposits on the inside of your heart. Bring forth miracles. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So say, talk about what's been planted on the inside of your heart. Hallelujah. Say, I have peace, supernatural peace. Hallelujah. And it's manifesting all around and about me because I understand the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And say, the desires of my heart is manifesting even now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't say nothing, you won't get nothing. Glory to God. It's the truth. Hallelujah. If you don't open your mouth, you won't get it, won't come out. Good man out of the good treasure of his heart, bringing forth good things by him. If you're not confessing anything, guess what? You're not going to get nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, say. Bible says you have not because you ask not. Glory to God. So get your big mouth open. Hallelujah. Amen. And start to confess things that are on the inside of your heart. Start to say it. Amen. Build it. Paint the picture with your words. Amen. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. If you don't want to practice it, don't practice it. Glory to God. But it's good when you got a coach. Start to confess the things that you believe God to do right now. Just start to say it. Just start to say it right now in the name of Jesus. Start to call in those contracts. Start to call in whatever God has for you. Start to call in favor in the name of Jesus. Some of you might just want to bless your husband's business or something. Go on and call those things in. Just call them in. Just start to say those things. Open your mouth and start to say it. Hallelujah. Especially if you've been talking negative, you got a lot more. You got to out-talk the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to out-talk the devil. Amen. Talk big. Hallelujah. This is all the truth. Glory to God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you speak it, glory to God. If you don't talk it, you're going to be bound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, talk your way out of it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Talk your way out of it. God said, let there be light, and there was light. There wasn't light until he said it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you have to say those things. Hallelujah. Faith calleth those things that be not as though they are. So call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I call every one of my needs met. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? Did you get what you wanted? How many are you going to start to listen to good things? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at a friend real quick before you go. Look at a friend. Just find a friend. Find somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody. Amen. I want you to look at them right now, and I want you to take their hand. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want you to say, will you marry me? No, I'm just I want you to make a good deposit right now in Jesus' name. I want you to make a good deposit right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If they make a bad one, slap them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that wasn't good. Bam. Make a good deposit right now. Tell them something good. Tell them something good. Make a good deposit. Say, I command it to happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Benita, come over here. Let me make a good deposit for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, you look good, girl.
Thank
I call supernatural life, faith, and stability inside your heart that will manifest in every day. I call a stronger walk in God, one that will not deter you from your future nor your destiny. Every one of your needs met, I call forth that living environment that God wants you to have right now in the name of Jesus. That supernatural God. God, you meet her need right now in the name of Jesus. It will happen. God will never let you down. He's going to do exactly what he said to do, and you're going to stand strong until he does it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You will be blessed. Glory to God. And you will stand to be blessed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, I give you a raise right now.